Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about a very wonderful book called Having Lunch with Lucille, a woman of style, a woman of wisdom, intelligence, graciousness, and understanding of life. Not only understanding life, but understanding how we are our own best advocates to help us along the road to success. Lunch with Lucille is a memorable reading event. It will be your friend for life. To help us understand this wonderful experience is my guest this evening, Anna Rose Ingarra Milch, the author of Lunch with Lucille. Anna Rose Ingarra Milch is a professional development facilitator, an educator, writer, and celebrated national speaker. She has drawn upon her experiences to help her predominantly female audiences to achieve success by achieving their goals, solving problems, and revolutionizing their careers. Welcome, Anna Rose Ingarra Milch, to help us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome.
Thank you, Ellie. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, this is an absolutely wonderful book. I started reading it, and then I became aware that I was really finding Lunch with Lucille to be my own personal Lunch with Lucille. And I was looking forward to each chapter. Tell me, how did you come to write this book?
Well, you know, I wrote it for several different reasons, but predominantly the main reason is that I wanted to positively impact women, especially where we are in life's continuum. You know, we live in a very youth-centered culture. We know that, obviously. I'm a baby boomer, so I think we invented the don't trust anyone over 30. But I wanted to write a book that really stressed the value of age, because as we get older, we get better. We really, truly do. And Lunch with Lucille really looks at that age from a very positive aspect, you know. Instead of it being a liability, instead of hide the gray, get rid of the wrinkles, it's, you know, your age is your best asset. You know, you are your best asset. And that's really what the book is all about.
Yes, there is a part where Lucille said, where Lucille is having lunch, and she said, why are you hiding your gray?
Exactly.
Why are you hiding your gray? And the answer is?
Well, you know, people are afraid to show their gray, you know? And I mean, people, the point of it is that that's who we are. You know, we are our best asset. You know, so you start at the roots, so to speak, you know?
Well said. I remember that I was willing to go and let the gray go. But my husband wanted me to. He said, honey, why don't you do something with your hair? So I tried, and it turned purple.
Did he like it?
No, I didn't like it. So I decided, that's my experience. I'm going with the gray. I'll let the gray or the white, whatever, just come along.
Right.
So tell me, you say that it's a work of fiction, but it's based on the life of your mother. Tell us how so.
Okay, well, it's a work of fiction because it is about my mother. Uh-huh. So, and we all have mothers. So,
right.
So let me give you a little. Let me take the fiction out of it, and I'll give you the nonfiction version.
Right.
So, Lucille obviously is my mom. She was one of 18 children. And she was the youngest of the 18 children. And just for the record, I am the youngest of the youngest of the 18 children. I am named after my maternal grandmother, whose name was Anna Rose. So I have many, many cousins who are named Anna Rose. But so Lucille is one of the youngest of 18 children. And when she was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, about in 1942, she met this man who was going to become my father. And when they married, he, like everyone else at that time, most everyone, an able-bodied man, went down to enlist in the service. So in 1942, he goes to the draft board, and they decline him because he had gotten hit by a car in the latter part of the 1920s. I always think to myself, I mean, how many cars were on the road? But somehow they found my father, and they messed up his leg. So he was in traction for a year. So he worked with a limp and a cane. So he, there was no way he was going to be able to enlist, but he tried. He came back to my mother, and he said, I'm going to quit my job as a pharmacist, and I'm going to become a doctor. So he went and became a doctor in 1949. He graduated medical school as a doctor, and my oldest son, Joe, was born. And then he said to my mother, we have to leave Brooklyn and we have to move. And my mother was like, no, 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 not now, you know, not now. And he said, if I open my practice in Brooklyn, we will make no money. We will go broke because your family will sit in my waiting room and I won't be able to charge anybody. So he packed their bags and they moved 100 miles north to Kingston, New York, where I was born. 1952, they bought a big house. They bought the big Buick. My brother Tom was born in 1952. In 1954, I was born. Everything was going well. The practice was great. It was in the basement in this huge Victorian house. They were upwardly mobile. They had money coming in for the first time. And then in 1955, my father gets drafted. And they sent him to Junction City, Kansas, where they were opening a hospital for the Korean War vets. And in 1957, he was discharged. And now while he was in the service, he became an anesthesiologist. So in 1957, when he was discharged and he came back from Kingston, there was no anesthesiology department. He started the anesthesiology department. They were making money. They were doing really good. Out goes the Buick, in comes the Cadillac. And we were doing really well. They had the two boys and the one daughter and the beautiful wife, perfect life. In the spring of 1958, my father gets sick. And in August of 1958, my father dies from pancreatic cancer at the age of 40. My mother is 40 and he's 40. Mm. And that's when, I tell you the story, not because to make you sad, but because it's the time when Lucille then becomes this truly self-empowered woman and realizing that even though the goals are different, the path is going to be a little bit different, the goals are the same.
Was her name Lucille?
It surely was Lucille.
Oh, it was Lucille. Yeah, uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Okay. Ah, so she had to make some decisions at that time. She had three children.
Right.
Her husband, your dad, had died.
Right.
And she had to make certain decisions about how she was going to proceed with her life.
Exactly.
And what did she determine?
Well, she didn't, you know, first of all, you got to make money. You got to go back to work. So that's exactly what she did. She went back to work after a grieving period. She went back to work. And she then just ingrained in us that her job was to go to work, our job was to get the education. So my oldest brother is an attorney, my second brother is a doctor, and I'm sitting here talking with you, Ellie, so I think I got the best of it.
Well, that is very interesting. So she was very determined.
Yes.
I remember that my own mother told me when I was 3 years old, she said, honey, you're going to go to college. But Daddy and I can't afford it. But there is a college in New York City. It's a sit there, five colleges in New York, and you can go for free, but you got to get good grades. So your job is to study, do your homework, and that's it. And that was my mission.
That's right.
So your mission was?
The same thing.
Yeah.
We had the same thing. We had to do the same thing. You know, she was a firm believer that education was the way.
Exactly.
Education was to prosperity. Yeah.
So, and now, how did you come to fashion? This book is so, you know, this book is going to be an absolute friend. I know I consider it a friend.
Oh, thank you.
Where you come to, you have lunch with Lucille every day at a country club.
Yes.
Lucille knows everybody's name. Lucille is open to everyone. How does Lucille begin to make this impression of her wisdom on each and every day that you have lunch with her? But before you tell us that, I want to remind you that you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guest this evening is Anna Rose Ingarra Milch, who's written a wonderful book, which may become your friend, called Lunch with Lucille. So how does Lucille become, she goes to the country club and she has lunch every day, And every day she's wearing something very beautiful and special, and she wears a special brooch.
Yes, she does.
Brooch. Tell us about the brooch.
Okay, we call it the Four Diamond Brooch. Now, Lucille, in real life, wore brooches, huge brooches. We fashion this diamond, it's four diamonds. We call it Lucille's Four Diamond Brooch. And it's each diamond is held together by a chain, and we call that chain of persistence. And each diamond symbolizes, each jewel in the diamond symbolizes a life lesson. Mm-hmm. Now, if you backtrack, and I told you that I was a professional development consultant, business management consultant. So what I do is I see things kind of in bullet points. But Lucille doesn't do bullet points. Lucille does diamonds. So the diamonds actually are bullet points. They're best practices. You know, it kind of extracted from that point. And so we look at each diamond as a life lesson. Because Lucille lived to be 92. So for 50 years, I got to stand back and watch how she did this. And not only how she did it, but how other mentors in my life have done it. How do you live this extraordinary life, regardless of what life throws at you? And so I represent it in four diamonds.
And the first diamond is called Change Your Perspective.
Change Your Perspective, exactly.
Give us an idea of what you mean by change your perspective.
Okay, so when Lucille has to go back to work, and as we look at our lives, as we're aging, as women look, especially women look in the mirror, they look different. They may not feel any different, but the world is reacting to them different, perhaps with their gray hair. Perhaps they're in the workplace and there are people coming in behind them who are perhaps looking to take their position, or they think that they're looking to take their position. So it can take a hit on your self-confidence. And Lucille is saying, you know, you need to change your perspective about how you look at your age, because in actuality, you're getting smarter as you get older. You know, there's a 20th century psychologist by the name of Robert Cattell, I think that's how Cattell, and he talks about this crystallized intelligence. It's the intelligence that we get strictly by learning, strictly by living. You don't get it from a PowerPoint, you don't get it from a textbook, you don't get it from anybody or anything else, you know? You get it strictly by learning, and it's called that crystallized intelligence. So she's saying, look at your life and realize that you are getting smarter.
Because, you know, that's such an interesting point, and because very often in today's world, you may be in an office where people have different attitudes, and you may feel overwhelmed by their attitudes and feel pushed down so that you don't want to stand up and be who you can be. And what Lucille is saying is change your perspective, be who you can be.
Exactly. That's exactly it, Al. That's exactly. Just be you. You are, you know, you are your best asset. You know, that's it. Be it. Just be it.
And it's only we who allow anybody else to take away what we have because we give it away.
Exactly.
And Lucille is saying, keep it. Don't give it away.
Perfect.
And we're going to come back and talk more about Lunch with Lucille when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. My guest this evening is Anna Rose Ingarra Milch, who has written a wonderful book that will become your friend if you are wise enough to get it. It's called Lunch with Lucille. And we were just talking about one of the perspectives in the book is to change your perspective from Lucille's point of view. And that becomes a diamond in the brooch. Is that right?
Correct. That's the first diamond. This like the jewel of inspiration. So these are inspirational little things to remember each day. So the first one is to change your perspective. I'll give you a perfect example of
yes.
this. I told you that I'm a professional development speaker. And I also work with my husband, so we're together A lot. It's like 24 hours a day, kind of a lot. So this one time I go into, and sometimes we work in a company, I will work with one department, he may work with the other department. Sometimes we work together, but sometimes we divide and conquer. So this one time we're going to divide and conquer. So I go into the building, and this one, and the security guard says, Anna Rose, you're right here on this first level, right in this room. And Charles, you're on the third level. Please take the elevator upstairs to the third floor. So we, you know, we say, okay, hon, good luck. And I go into my room, and he goes into his room. And I usually go into the room, and I want to make sure everything is fine and dandy, you know, with the AV equipment and everything. I like to meet the people, make eye contact. And then I go into the restroom, and then I come back. When they call my name, I come back for my introduction. But I went into the restroom, and it was a typical female, you know, ladies' restroom. There's 14 people in front of me, and there are two stalls. And I know, I said, my goodness, if I get on this line, I'm going to miss my... You know,
your presentation.
Yeah, my presentation when they call my name. So I figured, well, the security guard says to me, Anna Rose, just get on the elevator. Every floor has a restroom. So I get on the elevator. I go to there's no one on the elevator. I get in. I push the button. I turn around. I stare at the door. I'm meditating, sort of, getting in my zone. I feel the elevator go up and go down. Doors do not open. I'm like, oh, dear. So no problem, Anna Rose, you know, I hit the second button, again, up, I feel the cha-ching, you know, that feeling, it goes up, it goes down, staring at the door, my nose is on the door, nothing, not moving, nothing. It's like, okay, I'm going to hit the third button, I'm going to go up to the third floor. When the door's open, I'm going to take my high heels off, I'm going to find the exit, you know, the staircase, I'm going to run down the steps, forget about going to the bathroom, I don't need to go to the bathroom, and I just got to get back in that room. So, sure enough, I hit the third button, up, I hear the noise, nothing happens. I put my head down, I'm almost, my armpits are sweating, it's a very stressful point in my life. And I say, dear God, please open the doors. And then, I don't purport to know what the voice of God sounds like, but in that elevator, I could have sworn it sounded just like my husband, Charles. Because I hear this voice say, Anna Rose, the door is open. And then I felt this hand on my shoulder, and I look around, and there is my husband, Charles. And he points to the sign right over my head, and it says, all floors except the lobby exit from the rear. Now, you have to understand that this is a very little experience, but just because I would not change my perspective, this is how I do it. This is how Anna Rose does it. She always does it this way.
Right.
I was stuck in this elevator. But it was a real awakening for me to look at my life and say, you know, Anna Rose, maybe the way that you do things, you know, the way that you see things, maybe you could open up a little, be a little bit more open. And those doors will literally open in this case.
Well, that is a wonderful Lucille example. And I want you to know that you can get more of these wonderful stories and enlightenment in Lunch with Lucille. Tell us, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, I have a website, www.lunchwithlucille.com. Or you can always reach me by, you know, annarose@lunchwithlucille.com.
Oh, so you have two websites.
No, that's my email. My email address is annarose@lunchwithlucille.com. Or you can just go through the website of www.lunchwithlucille.com.
Well, that is a wonderful example of how often we are closed off to any possibilities.
Exactly.
And here you had the inspiration from your wonderful husband to say, look up, Lucille.
Look up. Yeah. Which takes us actually to the second diamond.
Right.
Yeah, which is to let go of the past, you know. Not those things in that lift you up, those memories, those wonderful memories, but those things that burden us, you know. And then Lucille talks about it as the could-haves, the should-haves, the would-haves. You know, we all make mistakes in life, and some of us just hold on to them, you know. And I think as a gender, we as women, you know, we take them on. I mean, we hold them up, you know. We hold on to those things like, oh, if only I did, you know.
Can you give us an example of that as well, how we hold on?
Well, I know, you know, I just in some of the contacts that I come along in, you know, that have come across my path, you know, it's women who, they won't start a new relationship with someone because their old relationship was terrible. You know what I mean? They may have had a really hard time with their first husband, and therefore they just don't want to ever date again, or just they don't ever want to get out there, or to learn to trust people again and learn to be in their company and have joy again. And what happens is it ends up wearing on you. You see it in their face. You see it in their shoulders. You know, they start to wear those worries, and so it makes them almost look older than they are. You know, so it becomes that stress is just a killer. And Lucille's going, you got to let it go. We've all made mistakes. And, you know, there's just nothing you can do about it. Let it go. You know, which takes you into the third diamond, which is to take control of the future.
Right. So does Lucille have any specific ways of letting go of the past?
Yeah, actually, the protagonist in the book, we call her Babe.
Yes.
Lucille tells her to get a balloon.
Yes, talk about that.
Okay, so she says, get a balloon and get a marker, and a magic marker, and blow that balloon up. And in your solitude, think about all those things, all those woulda, coulda, shouldas, and write them on the balloon. And when you're done with that, take a pin, look at them, really seriously look at them, and then take a pin and pop it. And then look at the value of that balloon. Can you put it back together? No. Does it really have any value? No, it's garbage. And you realize it is. It's just true garbage.
And just the ability to put the pin in the balloon is a big accomplishment.
It is. It really is. It really is.
Yes. And that is a wonderful example of letting go of the past. But what's very important is we cannot let go unless we face it.
Exactly.
And Lucille came up with this wonderful idea of blowing up a balloon and putting every grievance or anything you grudge and putting it on the balloon and then popping it and letting it go.
Let it go. That's
wonderful.
It's just, you could do it every day, every day at the end of the workday. You know what I mean? Really, because something's happening every single day that you just got to let it go.
What a wonderful idea. So that when you come home from work and perhaps you come in the door and you and your kids greet you, hi, Mom, how is everything? And you say, just a minute.
That's right.
Mom needs a few minutes. I'll be with you in a little bit. And you go and blow up a balloon and put it down.
Exactly.
And pop it. So then you can be present with your family, with your husband, with your children.
That's
and
right.
With yourself.
Right.
What a wonderful idea. Let's go quickly to how do we take control of our future?
Well, this is what basically Lucille's saying. You know, you gotta have goals. I mean, where are you going? You know, she starts in with, where do you see yourself in 5 years, or even next week? I mean, the goals can be short term as well, but you've got to take control of your future. What do you see? You know, and in her life, her goal was to raise her children, to get them educated, to get them to be productive adults. That was her goal. And she knew that it was going to be different because now she doesn't have a husband to help her to do that, but it was still the goal.
Right.
So I just got to figure out what the path is to that goal. But it's still the goal, the same goal, And so that's what she did for 52 years. She worked very hard at that.
And we each have the opportunity to define for ourselves what is our goal for the future.
Exactly.
And once we define it, and once we write it down or own it, we can make it happen.
Exactly.
Well, that was wonderful. And give us how we can get in touch with you once again.
You can get in touch with me through the website, www.lunchwithlucille.com, or you can email me directly, annarose@lunchwithlucille.com.
And the next diamond in the brooch is choose an attitude of gratitude.
Exactly. And this is probably Lucille's greatest achievement. You know, Lucille would have lunch every day, hence the name of the book, Lunch with Lucille. And she would toast every single day. She would raise a glass to celebrate the day. You know, her favorite drink was Jack Daniels. But we can do it with water. I know that you like water, Ellie.
Yes.
So you could do it. You see, you have three shots of water in front of us.
Right.
But you can do it with any drink. But what she's saying is you got to stop the day. Just stop. And enjoy the day. What's gone on in the beginning of the day? All the worries? Let it go. You got a whole afternoon ahead of you. You know, and so that's what she would do every single day. I would lunch with her every day.
How wonderful. And you know that you know, very often we tend to forget even the people in our lives.
That's right.
And to be grateful for the little things that they do.
That's right.
So this attitude of gratitude is really very important for us to be able to take stock and say, what a wonderful dinner you made, honey.
That's right.
Or you really did your homework. Great, kids. And to be able to take stock and to give recognition and to be grateful that we have certain people in our lives.
Yes.
And if we have people who have passed, to be grateful for the time that we had with them. And I think that's really very important.
It is. It's very important. It's very important. You know, we take so much for granted, I think. And Lucille took nothing for granted. I think that's one of the things, that she learned, you know, being a young widow, is that you take nothing for granted.
Well, I want to thank you, Anna Rose Angara Milch, author of Lunch with Lucille, for helping us to understand that we each possess the jewels of success in our own being. And the jewels of success are, one, changing your perspective, two, letting go of the past, and by that, using that wonderful idea of breaking the balloons, but first writing the things you can't let go of, and then letting go, taking control of your future, choosing an attitude with gratitude, being grateful for the little things that we have in our lives, and being grateful for the people that we have in our lives, and showing them that we do appreciate each and every one. If you would like to connect with Anna Rose Angara Milch, you can reach her at www.lunchwithlucille.com. And thank you, Anna Rose Angara Milch, for helping us to take charge of our lives and for helping us to know that we can each achieve it and be our best each and every day if we take into consideration changing your perspective, letting go of the past, taking control of your future, and choosing your gratitude attitude. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.